Wow, what a surprise this story was to everyone. Supermodel Naomi Campbell welcomed her first child. This was in a surprise announcement on Instagram yesterday. Naomi posted a picture of her hands cradling the baby's feet with the caption, "A beautiful little blessing has chosen me to be her mother." The message did not include any details about the birth of the daughter, but Naomi has made it known that she's always wanted to be a mother. It's the first child for her. She is 50 years old. We want to say congratulations to beautiful Naomi Campbell.
Yeah, I want to say congratulations, and you ain't finna believe this.
What?
It's a beautiful occasion. I mean, really, congratulations. I know Naomi. Mm-hmm. Always been kind to me. Mm-hmm. Lord Jesus, buckle up.
Having a baby.
You going to need a night nanny. You going to need everybody at that house. Your mama.
Everybody gotta go.
Everybody.
We should've called her Sarah. That's what we should've called her, Sarah.
Oh, because she's 50 and had a baby.
What? How old was Sarah, Shirley?
She was 90, wasn't she?
90.
She was 90, yeah. In the Bible, you're talking about Abraham's wife.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whew. All right. In other
energy. All of us got something to do with the Bible. Well, go ahead. I won't do that.
Huh?
I was going to say all of us have something to do with the Bible, but I was going to do that. But it's his birthday. Let's just keep moving.
All right. In other entertainment news, as we move on, some new and disturbing allegations against T.I. and Tiny. An anonymous woman claimed that she was drugged by them before they raped her during three-way sex, during a threesome. They're calling her Jane Doe. She believes that back in 2005, Tiny spiked her tequila. She was drinking tequila. She awoke completely naked in a bed with both T.I. and Tiny in the bed. She attempted to stop the unwanted sex, and told T.I. no. Los Angeles police are investigating her claims. T.I. and Tiny denied any wrongdoing through their lawyer, saying, quote, "We are confident that if these claims are thoroughly and fairly investigated, no charges will be forthcoming. These allegations are nothing more than the continuation of a sordid shakedown." And that's been their position all along.
This don't sound good right
here. Wow.
No.
Serious allegations, though. Mm-hmm. This is very serious. So I'm sure the authorities will be investigating, because you can't take these kind of charges lightly at all.
No.
Hell no.
And then after them, then get over there to Congressman Matt Gaetz, too. You know, see what's up with him.
Yeah.
I woke up and looked left and saw.
The one that's got, they talking about, he's a
has sex human with minors trafficking and all of that. Yeah.
He in real trouble right there.
But he hasn't been charged with anything yet, so, yeah.
They own
but since know. We're investigating and everything, yeah, let's investigate everyone.
Mm-mm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but this is serious. It is really, really serious. Yes.
Well, let's hope it's all false.
Yeah, that's what they're saying.
For their sake, you know.
A sordid shakedown, a continuation of a sordid shakedown.
No, wow. Well, investigation, and like you said, Steve, and the victims, they deserve their voices to be heard, and investigation and justice as well, too.
And this case is in Los Angeles, by the way. Mm-hmm. All right, Steve, we're going to move on now. Time
Ladies
to get
and
to
gentlemen,
today's headlines.
Miss Ann Tripp.
Thank you. Good morning, everybody. In North Carolina, Elizabeth City District Attorney Andrew Wanley says the police involved in the killing of Andrew Brown Jr. will face no charges.
Mr. Brown's death, while tragic, was justified because Mr. Brown's actions caused three deputies with the Pasquotank County Sheriff's Office to reasonably believe it was necessary to use deadly force to protect themselves and others.
However, the family points out that the police body cam shows Mr. Brown driving away from the cops, attempting to arrest him on a drug warrant, not towards them, and that an autopsy shows the Andrew Brown, who was unarmed, was shot execution style in the back of his head. And they say that proves his killing was not justified. Meanwhile, Minnesota's Brooklyn Center City Council has passed a resolution designed to significantly change that city's policing policies. The measure replaces replaces cops with unarmed civilians who are trained professionals in mental health and social work when it comes to minor traffic violations for and also for mental health distress calls with the aim of cutting down on arrests and stuff. Yesterday's vote comes a month after a white cop killed an unarmed 20-year-old black man named Dante Wright during a traffic stop over just expired tags. The now former Brooklyn Center cop Kim Potter says she meant to fire her taser, but instead drew her gun and fired repeatedly. Potter's a 26-year veteran. She faces manslaughter charges and Dante's death. Dante's family says, well, why was he going to be tased anyway for expired tags? What was that about? In Arizona, Republican Party leaders are arguing with each other over that state's 2020 presidential vote recount. Local GOP officials call the count a sham, saying it's time for all Republicans to stand up and stop it. A Democratic member of the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors, Steve Gallardo, says the audit is really about a group of sore losers.
The election wasn't in question until a couple days after the final vote count. That's when all of a sudden, whoa, there might be a problem. We don't like who won the election. So let's call into question. Let's start rumors and unfounded statements and conspiracies.
Meanwhile, a judge in Michigan dismissed a Trump-backed lawsuit yesterday designed to force a recount of last year's election votes in a certain Michigan county. That judge says the suit had no merit. Sad news. First, Purvis Staple of the famous Staple Singers has died. He was 85 years old. And actress Jessica Walter has passed. And Jessica Walter was perhaps best known for her part in as a Clint Eastwood's crazy fan in the movie Play Misty for Me.
Play Misty for Me.
Get off my back, Evelyn.
Play Misty for me.
Get off my back. Now back to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.